Ladies and gentlemen, here is the shocking thing about modern educational theories and methods. Big gains are promised, minimal results are considered perfectly normal. Imagine people with a daily diet of weeds and pond water. There's nothing to look forward to, nothing nutritious or tasty. Well, there is your exact parallel with K-12 education. Can't we fix this thing? We have a super-rich school system with lots of facilities, computers, people, etc. It should not be possible that students learn next to nothing. But if that happens, there are only two explanations. The people in charge are incompetent and should be replaced, or they are saboteurs and should be indicted. Point is, educational failure should be rare because, one, even ordinary children have good memories. Parents are often surprised that their 8-year-olds know the names of a half dozen dinosaurs or equivalent feats. Two, there are thousands of simple things that most children can easily understand. Start there. If a thing, a subject, or an idea, or a topic is difficult, wait another year. Three, there are now, as never before in history, an extraordinary array of teaching aids. For example, all the material on the internet, such as 1 billion videos on YouTube, all the cinematic material created by Hollywood, all the digital reconstruction of historic events, all the wonderful models of machines and processes. Four, children are typically curious and optimistic. If something interesting is presented in an interesting way, children will be interested. See, what we have now is too many people presenting dull things in dull ways and expecting children to jump with joy. It's silly. Five, furthermore, Americans from the start emphasized education in all the colonies, constantly experimenting with new ideas, but constantly coming back to the basics. Reading, writing, arithmetic, geography, history, science, and literature. Do what works. Do what has always worked. QED, all of the above proves American educrats have little interest in education as historically understood. Now, either these pretenders are bribed to be incompetent, or ideology drives them to be anti-education. The collapse of American K-12 is so blatant that only a hired PR firm could have anything good to say. I urge the world to be coldly objective. Study the landscape of American K-12 and you won't find one good idea. The actual MO of our professors is to invent counterintuitive theories and then to confect endless jargon and confusion so that no one can figure what is going on. For example, consider the horribly wasteful 100-year war against phonics conducted by ideologues who knew all along that phonics is superior. Consider the 60-year war against direct instruction, conducted by extremists who knew all along that explaining things directly to beginners is often the best way to go. Consider the insane war against elementary arithmetic. If you don't teach that, everything stalls. Consider the bizarre campaign to demonize memorization. Even as students always do better if they have lots of basic information in their brains. I like condensing things to the essential. Here are two features that all early education materials should possess. They are easy and they are fun. Our education establishment has no ability in either direction. So our schools are full of gimmicks that confuse or embitter children from day one. That's how you know the people in charge are malevolent. K-12 is largely a hoax. We can do so much better. Here is perhaps the most critical education insight of all. If nobody tells you something, you won't know it. Maybe not for your whole life. There are thousands of simple things that children need to be told starting on day one. How many quarts are in a gallon? How many eggs are in a dozen? How many inches in a yard? What are the colors in the rainbow? Why are highways called interstates? Give children the basic information that defines the world they live in. Children need to know so much just to move confidently forward in the modern world. Please find points in this article that you like. Discuss them with others. Figure for yourself what the truth has to be. Spread the word. Finally, this podcast is short because there's a list of supplemental articles that reinforces all these points, one way or another. Thank you. Overview. Let's Fix Education explores 7 of my favorite themes. First, this podcast is a meditation on what I call the K-12 crime scene. So many destructive ideas. Understanding them is the key to fixing them. 2, by doing that, we will have better schools at less cost. 3, nothing much changes decade to decade. The big questions of the 1930s were the big questions of the 1960s and the 1990s. Any subject we discuss can easily intersect with any other subject. Most people instinctively want traditional education, but the education establishment fills classrooms with progressive gimmicks. The result is that we have a standoff, and that's why you run into the same ideas over and over. 4. The big brains in education keep telling students, don't bother memorizing this or that. You can look it up later. B.B. King, the great guitarist, is much smarter. He said, the beautiful thing about learning is nobody can take it away from you. 5. Lenin's ghost wanders through our school system. The hard left thinks big. If they have to kill millions of people to build their perfect society, that's okay. Same goes for dumbing down millions of students. Totalitarians want power. They will do anything to get it. 6. If we are going to survive, we have to take each child to his or her limit. As it is, we are creating millions of sub-educated students, from K right through college. 7. Analyzing education, especially dysfunctional education, is a lot more intellectually interesting than most people suppose. You'll enjoy this. Finally, P.S. My book, Saving K-12, runs parallel to everything discussed on this podcast. I also have an education site, improve-education.org, with 70 articles that complement everything discussed here. And I have hundreds of articles on the internet. Enter a topic in Google with my full name, Bruce Dietrich Price, and let Google make suggestions. Thank you for visiting.